I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Both Mick Jagger and Keith Richards announced that they will no longer play that song in concert or, I guess, on their home record player, as we were discussing earlier. They have canceled themselves. It's an interesting period of time that we live in where, in advance of the woke culture canceling one of your songs, you are canceling it yourself. How do you feel about that?
Quick aside, Greg, it's Let It Bleed, not Let It Breathe. Okay.
Ooh, good one, Ken.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Good.
That is an iconic guitar riff. I mean, you can't cancel that song just based on the guitar.
It's one of the all-time great rock and roll songs. Now, Keith Richards went on to point out in the discussion yesterday that it is a song written about the, quote, horrors of slavery, unquote. So, I mean, oftentimes when it comes to things that end up getting canceled, I think people they're not reading deep enough into it to even understand why they look at the title of a song and they go, Brown Sugar.
Well, that's why you liked it.
I like brown sugar in my oatmeal. Right. And I'm a big oatmeal guy.
Yeah, Chris, hold the oatmeal. You know what
I
mean?
I got nervous yesterday when I was talking about a particular Cardi B song. And he's like, oh, you can't say that word.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Never even heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's reaching. That's all that is. Yeah. That's reaching. I don't think, and they canceled themselves. Were there any, like, sketchy lyrics in there where they say stuff that...
Well, it starts off, you just heard the first couple of lines in the song are Gold Coast... Slave, I have to look it up.
Okay.
Gold Coast slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him whip the women just around midnight.
Okay.
So if you listen to that song,
right,
and you didn't know the intention of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards when they wrote it,
right,
then you would find it to be offensive. But how many songs?
Right. Like Cheeseburger in Paradise. What if, you know, a lot of people think methane gas from cows is causing global warming?
Oh. Curtis tried to cancel Tessie earlier.
Speaking of that.
Canceled much.
When we get to Courtney's news at 7:45 or thereabouts, there is disastrous news when it comes to Wiggy and his newfound love of the ribeye steak.
Mm.
What is coming based on the news? With not only the ribeye, but any kind of delicious piece of beef is an absolute terror for me and for others. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that during the news.
Society is falling apart that now bands have to cancel their own songs. Mm-hmm. What kind of world are we living in?
Well, think about your favorite genre of music, which I believe is hip hop.
Yes.
Ska.
It is actually standards.
Oh, the old standards.
I do like the old standards.
Yeah, you like the big band era?
I do.
Yeah. If you were to analyze every single song from a hip hop artist, or I mean, look at the number one rapper of all time,
Eminem.
Eminem. How many of those? I mean, you got songs about kidnapping and torturing and killing people.
Right.
I mean, how many songs
got a song with Rihanna talking about burn the house down when she wins?
I know. That's a great song, by the way.
Yeah, see, I look at that like this, the same way I look at what they're trying to cancel Dave Chappelle for. Mm-hmm. This is an art form that they're artists and they paint a different picture that sheds the light on maybe where they're from or how they grew up.
Hunter Biden's paintings are gorgeous. Look at
those. Or people they know. I have no issues with that whatsoever. Like, you can't just... So what are you going to do? You're going to cancel one of my favorite movies of all time, Django?
You could cancel... You could look at...
Anything.
Django's a good example because in the case of... Spike Lee directed that, correct?
No, Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
That's done to point out the horror of a period of time.
Right.
But if we're going to cancel everything, The Office would never be able to be made right now. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah,
The Office would never be able to be on TV right now as a new show.
Right, but I think what Greg's talking about is it's not about the right now and having new shows. It's about people going back and canceling their old work. And I don't believe in that. I don't think Rolling Stones should have canceled their own song.
Blurred Lines, they had to cancel that too. That Pharrell,
who did?
Robin Thicke.
Who canceled it?
Well, I think that the society canceled it. I don't think Robin Thicke did, but I think they've had to speak out about how they screwed up.
Well, I mean, happened to allow...
Right. I think Thicke and Pharrell have both said, like, you know, the song, yeah, I could see why people are upset.
Whatever happened to allowing society to dictate what is successful and what is not? Like, if it's a bad song with bad words in it, then most of America, I would think, would say that's not for me. Why do we have to treat people like they're children? I don't understand that. It's a free market economy. It's a capitalistic country.
Yeah.
We should allow the market to dictate, within reason, what is and what is not suitable for people to listen to.
How about you just make your own decision? If you don't want to listen to that Rolling Stones song because you feel it's a certain, it bothers you, don't listen to it. If you don't want to listen to an Eminem song or, you know, an NWA song or a Biggie song or whatever, you know, song it is or whatever music or movie, like, you don't have to listen. You don't have to do it. I remember, you know, when I was younger, they were trying to cancel Two Live Crew. Right, they were trying to cancel them, and because of the music that they had, and Luther Campbell was like, "You don't have to listen to it just because you don't know about my music and what I'm trying to represent, and you're not willing to take the time out, like you said, to listen to what that music means. You just hear bad lyrics, and you go, oh, okay, I don't want my kids to hear that."
You have to tell Greg that. He was on the front lines of that fight.
Well, it always comes back to, I don't want my kids to listen, so it goes back to Wiggy's point of do the parenting. If my mom heard a song when I was younger in the car, and she said, no, this is not appropriate for you, she turned off the radio.
That's all you got
to
do.
Well, when it comes to somebody like Chappelle, as you mentioned,
yeah,
the woke brigade has come after him, right?
Yeah, they tried.
Now, but... Netflix is refusing,
mm-hmm.
and good on them,
right?
To cancel him,
right?
But if he were going to do what the Rolling Stones have done, he would just cancel himself.
But he basically does at the end of that special. He says, "I'm done with these kind of jokes."
No. He says, "I'm stepping away." He didn't cancel himself because then he goes on to say he did another show. And it was like Brad Pitt and a bunch of other like actors there. And he goes, if this was being canceled, I love it. You know who is canceling themselves, though, kind of similar on that, kind of similar to that?
The Yankees.
Is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's supposed to do a bunch of stand-up comedy specials for Netflix. And he apologized about some of the jokes that he had. So I think he's kind of going to change the way he does his stand-up comedy, because he doesn't want to offend anybody.
By the way, speaking as we were of things on Netflix and television in general, completely addicted to a new show. I could not stop watching it last night. Only Murder
in the Building.
In the Building.
Murders.
Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, Selena Gomez. It's unbelievable.
That's Steve Martin and
Martin Short.
Yep.
And Selena Gomez,
yes,
who's actually really, really good.
Really good in it.
It is. It's awesome. Curtis, have you seen it?
I have not seen. I've been on a sports kick here for about a month. I haven't seen anything on Netflix.
I recommend. I give it 5 Aperol spritzes.
I have
in honor of Wiggy. I give 5 out of 5 Aperol spritzes to Only Murders in the Building. It is. It's awesome.
And since we're on the topic, I need to retract a statement because I am now on episode 4 of Squid Games. Squid Games. I'm all in.
You love it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I knew
episode
you would.
One though is really hard to get through.
It's slow to start.
Are you doing where you have to read it?
No,
or are you doing
I'm doing the dub. I tried to do because I know somebody told Greg that's how you should watch it. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do the reading.
All right. Well, Rolling Stones become, I believe, the first artist in the history of music to cancel themselves, to cancel one of their own songs. They will no longer ever play Brown Sugar in concert or elsewhere again. So if you got to see him play it live, then you're a part of history, I guess. We got to get to Ken and what is trending. A quick reminder that Nathan Eovaldi of the Boston Red Sox will join us at around 9:30 or 9:40 this morning.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, while you're hanging out and watching your favorite teams this week, check your name at findmassmoney.com. See if there is money waiting for you. Findmassmoney.com. See if there are funds waiting for you. Red Sox know their opponent. The Astros wrapped it up yesterday.
0-1 to Cesar Hernandez. Ground ball right side, waiting on Altuve. He has it. From the outfield grass, throws to first, and that is the ball game, and that is the division series. For the fifth straight year, the Houston Astros will play in the American League Championship Series as they defeat the Chicago White Sox 10-1 and win the series 3-1.
What a horrible call. Hello, energy. Jeez.
Local Astros radio for you there. 10-1 the final. And that'll be Friday night now, game one, 8:07, Greg, at Minute Maid Park. Mm. Also, some words already exchanged from the media members down there. John McClain, longtime NFL writer, for Red Sox or their fans ripping Astros for cheating, they should remember who their manager is. Shots fired from Johnny. Mm. It's going to be the cheating series.
Do you think that's that? I think it was you, Greg, who said Major League Baseball is going to love this. But do you think they really want to highlight the whole cheating stuff between, you know, what Cora and the Astros and now him being the manager of the Red Sox?
I think Major League Baseball will enjoy, in without necessarily saying it up front, the rivalry part of it, right? I mean, I don't think they probably – I know Alex Cora wishes most likely that it wasn't going to be revisited throughout the entire series. But, do you not feel like those guys are playing – some of those guys, most of those guys are playing for – Alex Cora's redemption on that whole thing this particular season?
Well, I mean, baseball is definitely not backing away from it because their presenting sponsor for the ALCS is Hefty Ultra Trash Bags. So.
I also think MLB just sees the money signs. So if they see something that could bring in any type of fan base that's not already a baseball fan that just wants to see the drama of it all,
right,
that's a win for them.
Looking into the matchups, Greg. One possible advantage for your Sox, Lance McCullers Jr., who was pitched, he was their ace basically this year, started in games 1 and 4, so he will be unavailable until probably the game 3 at Fenway. So could get a jump on them, get that split down in Houston.
Are we getting Peralta in here again this week?
Yeah, Friday, Peralta's going to be in studio.
The kid is aces when it comes to baseball. Friday,
9 a.m. hour. Yep.
Okay, all right.
That's locked in. Opening night in the NHL, Lightning raised their championship banner, but they lost to Pittsburgh 6-2. Seattle Kraken also debuted in Vegas. They lost. You mentioned Ryan Donato scored the first goal there.
I'll tell you, the NHL on ESPN, boy, they rolled out the red carpet for that thing last night. That was a huge, huge broadcast, not just for the Tampa Bay game, but even like the Seattle Kraken in Vegas. So they're going all out.
Are Sean McDonough on the call for the Lightning game?
And Ryan Donato, Weymouth's own.
Yep. They were everywhere. They were in Tampa and in Vegas.
Bruins open up with Dallas Saturday. Greg's dilemma there, whether to go to the Garden or watch the Sox. That's a tough dilemma for you.
I know.
We don't know the time of the Sox game yet.
I'm all in on the Red Sox. I fully acknowledge my bandwagon status this particular season, but I'm all in, as are a lot of people. It's just different. I don't know if it's, like, if we talked about this yesterday, I don't know if it's because for decades, you expect it from the Patriots, so it's different. But don't you think the city is different when the Red Sox are making a playoff run as opposed to the Patriots making a playoff run?
I just think this year is different than any other Red Sox year. It's such a young crowd, the pandemic killing sports for a while, and then now coming back, it's the first team that's got a real chance to win one in the Final Four.
You're right, Greg. It's an extension of summer. So the longer the Red Sox season goes on, you can sort of feel the mood is still pretty good.
And Ken's right. Now that, you know, with the fans coming back and this – being the real team that we look at and go, okay, they have a legitimate shot. Because, you know, the Bruins last season, half the fans, it just didn't feel the same.
And with the Red Sox, I think that the fact that they're playing in a place that's right downtown, sometimes with Foxborough, it just seems like such a disconnect. It's so far away. So when the Pats have an AFC championship game and it's in Foxborough, it's exciting. But having an ALCS game in the city where you can kind of just walk there if you
blame
want.
Blame your neighbors because it was going to be in Southie.
I know.
However, when it came to the ratings, Patriots in a barely beating Houston did a giant number compared to the Red Sox.
Oh, I didn't even see that. What was their number?
I believe the Patriots did. Look it up, Curtis. I think the Patriots did a 25 or a 26, and Sox did.
The Sox did a 20, I think.
A 19 and a half or something like that.
Interesting. Well, speaking of the Patriots, great weekend. First, you got two Red Sox games. You got the Bruins opener, and then Sunday, the Dallas game.
Ken and Curtis did a 32 on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a big day.
32 people. 12 family members.
Hey, check's still cleared.
We'll take it. Now, Wiggy, you got to hear this Rex Ryan sound coming up at some point in the show. Right. We're out of time and trending. But he is on your side with Mac Jones. Man, does he take a torch to Mac Jones, Greg. Mm. Of course, Rex Ryan is obviously jaded. But
and Wiggy's going to be happy because I think the biggest loser not named John Gruden in this whole fiasco with the Washington football team hasn't even been brought up this morning, and it's your mortal enemy at ESPN.
Mm, ooh, really? Because I saw it. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right, we'll get to that coming up.
That's what's trending now.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
When I think back on all the crap I learned, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
I mentioned the significant risks when it comes to the Hillman Jinx to you in playing Paul Simon on his 80th birthday, and you go forward with it anyway.
Yeah, but he's great. One of the greats. 80, can you believe that? 80.
No, I really can't. I really can't. We had Garfunkel on the old show, and it was an oddly compelling interview on WAAF.
Combative
Art,
or?
Art Garfunkel. No, really interesting. You would think he would be combative. He and Paul Simon have had their issues in their on and off marriage, but it was a really interesting interview. And
LB ask him questions?
yes, I mean yes he did. By the way, I believe speaking of LB, Bruins Thursday begins tomorrow on this radio station. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And we'll be joined every Thursday during the NHL season by Mike Milbury on this program.
Mike Milbury every Thursday. Jack Edwards from Nesson with Maloney and Fourier in the afternoon. And Razor, Andrew Raycroft, is going to be on with Gresh.
Okay. We should add LB to that roster. Like, LB can join us every other Thursday or something on Bruins Thursday.
LB, what are you doing?
On leap year.
I've never met him. I want to meet him.
You've never met LB?
Yeah, I've heard so many stories about him.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's as real as they come.
He really is the best. All right, but Bruins Thursday gets underway tomorrow on this radio station. Now, Wiggy.
You.
A 401 texter from Rhode Island is calling you fraudulent when it comes to your lead this morning.
Okay.
Which was that Kyrie Irving, with regard to his vaccination stance, is not being anti-vax, but he is standing up for those in any workplace who don't believe that keeping their job ought to be based on a mandated health requirement, right? When it comes to their health, to their body.
Exactly right.
And the 401 texter says, Wiggy can't possibly believe that. But
Why? When he's given up half of it, he's given up half of his salary. He's basically, and the Brooklyn said, hey, listen, we don't want you as a part-time player. So when everything kind of smooths out and we go back to normal, we'll obviously welcome you back. But he's basically saying, I'm standing up for people that in order for them to work, they have to be vaccinated at certain places. Like in L.A., and this is crazy, in L.A., they just put like an ordinance in place that you have to be show proof of vaccination to go to indoor bars, wineries, distilleries, nightclubs, lounges, and arenas.
Speakeasies.
And speakeasies.
And arenas.
Yep. You have okay. to show.
And Epcot in Orlando.
You have to show proof of one, at least one dose of vaccine. Two doses will be required beginning November
4th. And what 4th. Is Kyrie doing okay. now that's going to impact
hold on,
that
let
rule?
Him finish for a second.
But the Staples Center is not following those rules.
So there's an exemption made for the Staples Center.
Yes.
Specifically for Lakers players.
Lakers, Clippers, and Kings players.
How can they do that?
Well, the Staples Center basically said there's a new ordinance that you got to show proof of vaccine, but the Staples Center is not following that ordinance. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they could do it, but that's what they're doing. And with the Kyrie Irving situation, what he's doing, and Greg, you should be, you know, you should be on his side because you're a big. Are you an anti-vaxxer or?
No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Okay.
I mean, I believe science
mm-hmm.
has stated that having had COVID, which I had last Thanksgiving, almost a year ago, my immunity is better than the immunity that I would get from the vaccine.
Yes, science.
So I you brought it up, Wiggy.
Yep.
I don't like to bring it up. It causes great derision with people who are listening to the program or members of management who are on this program. I understand that. But I have made that decision. If I were anti-vax, I wouldn't get the flu vaccine.
Okay.
Which I got last year for the first time ever.
All right.
So I'm not anti-vax. I just believe that I am better off because science has told me, based on a study that was done in Israel, that my immunity to this particular virus is better because I have already had the virus.
Dude, so please, like, just get the vaccine.
Yes.
Because you can get tested for your antibodies.
You can.
Why is it?
You can see if it's still.
So I think what Kyrie's saying is, listen, regardless of how I feel on the vaccine, I'm choosing not to get it. And I'm giving up my money to do it. Now, the sources say the reason why he's doing it is because he hates to see people losing their jobs because they have to be vaccinated. So why are we not applauding this guy?
Don't you think he should just come out and say that that's why he's doing it?
But
though?
It doesn't matter.
But it does because he keeps going back to this privacy thing.
But then he's
having his sources go out and say that that's right. The reason why.
That's fine. So
when it comes to Tom Brady
right.
talking about how he feels about Bill Belichick, and he says one thing, but mm-hmm. then he has sources between his dad, Alex Guerrero, we want to talk about how Tom Brady should just go out and say what he has to say, stop using his dad, stop using his trainer, so right. on and so forth. But when it comes to Kyrie Irving, because his sources are going out saying what he wants to say, and he's playing the privacy card, that's okay.
But we
damn right.
But we buy into the sources when Brady says it. You know, it just depends on how you feel about
but
Brady.
But we criticize it.
No, it depends. We all don't criticize. It's how you feel about Brady. If you felt like Brady did something wrong, you criticize it. If you felt like Brady did something right, then you say, hey, I believe the sources. So
I'm not saying whether or not you believe the sources. I'm saying Kyrie Irving is saying, you know what, my vaccination status is a private matter, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But then his team is going out and being a source for him, being a mouthpiece, exactly what we said Alex Guerrero and Tom Brady Sr. did for Tom Brady.
But
and we criticize
we
Tom Brady, but we're not criticizing Kyrie Irving.
But why should we be criticizing a guy who's basically standing up for people who are saying, hey, for whatever reason, Greg's is about science. Maybe it's people are anti-vaxxers. Why are we not kind of standing up for a guy who's saying, I'm willing to give up money because I don't believe that... The government or the state of New York should tell me in order to go work, I need to be vaccinated.
I'm not saying whether or not we should stand up for him. I'm saying he's not saying it. He's having his sources going out and saying it for him because he's
pulling.
But it
doesn't matter, Courtney. He's
not
showing up.
It didn't matter when we talked about non-vaccinated
situations. But why does that matter? He's not showing up.
Now, it is easier to not show up if you're still being paid $18 or $19 million for not showing up.
Right, but he's giving up $17 million because of this.
Has he contacted lawmakers? Has he spoken to lobbyists? Has he done anything to actually do change?
I mean, maybe he has. I don't know. I don't know what Kyrie Irving is doing behind the scenes.
Does Kyrie strike you as a behind the scenes for good guy or a guy that tells everyone everything he does?
Is he not giving up half his money for this?
But he's not doing it on behalf of anybody but himself. He's never thought of anybody but himself.
When we talked about Stephon Gilmore, you said, why does it matter if Stephon Gilmore is missing out on money because he's made so much money in the past? Same thing could be said for Kyrie Irving.
But he is giving up money to not do this. How do you not see that as, excuse me, basically him saying, I'm willing to give up my money because I don't want the government to tell me I need to be vaccinated. I want to be the voice for the people who have to go to work in New York or in L.A. If you're not vaccinated in L.A., guess what? And you work in a bar, you're gone.
But I want to hear Kyrie Irving say that. If he wants to be the voice, then be the voice.
It's his actions.
Oh, but we were talking
about actions
about Stephon Gilmore, and you said the money.
When we talk about actions speak louder than words, Stephon Gilmore's actions were not showing up.
Yes, and you said to me, it doesn't, because I said, well, he's giving up so much money.
Yeah.
You said, it doesn't matter, he's made so much money in the past.
Yeah,
so why
him.
Does it matter for Kyrie Irving if he's made so much money in the past?
All I'm saying is he's willing to give up that money. The same way Stephon Gilmore's willing to give. Their actions speak, I don't know if you ever heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. So Kyrie Irving.
Wait, hold on, I'm writing this down.
Write that down. Kyrie Irving can come out here and say all he wants, but if he still plays, then he's not, the message isn't being heard. But when he goes out there and he doesn't say anything and he basically gives up his money because he's not showing up, those actions speak louder than anything he can say.
The money shouldn't matter, though.
But look, just look at the text line or go into the Twitch chat and you're infuriating people when you suggest this because they, again, they have been told what the right decision is by some. And they believe that they have, whether it's Kyrie Irving or you or me, that they have the right to tell you what the right decision is for yourself.
Right. Stephon Gilmore's
for your own health. When have we lived in a time when Stephon Gilmore's or anybody else
Stephon Gilmore's multiplying
can be dragged for making a choice? And you have these people who are texting in. Greg, what are you talking about? There's no such science. There is absolute science. Absolute science that your natural immunity, if you have had the COVID virus, is better than the vaccine. There's science on it. I'm sorry that it doesn't fit the narrative that has been pounded into your head by people. I'm sorry.
And Lou pushed Ben Volen on this yesterday. They had Volen on yesterday, and they were talking about this. And a lot of people think like Ben Volen. I don't care what your science you think you say you believe. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated because you're doing harm to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
People like you, Greg, don't seem to care that much.
All right. I don't care about other people.
And all I'm saying is Kyrie standing up.
That was Ben's Volen.
That Kyrie Irving is standing up, and yet no one's giving him credit for it because they don't like him.
Here is Bill from Lynn. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I just got to support Wiggy on this one. And, everybody has their right to choose whatever they want to put in their body. And Kyrie Irving, I got to salute that guy. Just like the Southwest Airline pilots, they're saying enough is enough. You're not going to force us to do this or to do that. And I salute that, and that's what America's about.
Yeah, the Southwest airline is a whole big thing.
It's what?
And the fact that they're trying to cover it up and say it's weather is ridiculous.
Right. The pilots, basically, they put a mandate that says you have to be vaccinated to fly the planes. And that's what Lou was pushing on Volen last night. The damn pilot is in the cockpit, 35 feet away from you, and you're complaining he needs to be vaccinated because you're afraid to fly.
And we're all in masks on the
right. And everybody's wearing a mask. Like, come on. Like, and then. But it's the mindset.
Oh, sorry, that was an accident.
Craig, you're right. It's the mindset of the Volans. These people out there, they're called the Volans.
I can't even talk about it anymore because these people just want to text in and tell me I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. I mean, I didn't graduate from high school, but I have.
Do you worry at all, though, that the antibodies don't last as long as you might think that they do? That, like, you, because you can get tested. Like, I know people that got COVID and then got it again.
But you understand that if I get it again, mm-hmm. me personally, it's going to be a couple of days where I have a fever and a cough and I feel tired. So what would I personally worry about? Please don't go. The next thing that you're going to say, unfortunately, that you're going to say is, well, you could give it to other people. Is everyone aware that when you are vaccinated, you also can give it to other people?
Yes.
Does everyone know that?
No, they don't.
Because I don't think people know that.
They don't, because our president told people that if you were vaccinated, you couldn't spread it.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of lawmakers, did you hear our labor secretary when he was asked about what's going on with the employment situation in America?
Why nobody wants to go back to work.
Oh, my God. That is an all-timer.
You're going to play that later?
Yes.
That could be the dumbest of the day.
I would love to do that as dumbest.
Maybe Kyrie Irving can hire an actor to play him and play in games like Kamala did.
Oh, God. The footage with the kids' wigs? Yeah,
yes.
That was a little odd.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you are a little stupid, but I agree with you on this. All right.
Oh, so you're not all the way stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little
stupid.
That's
a compliment.
That's all right.
We're all a little stupid.
But hey, give the man credit. Pat him on his back. He's doing something. He's actually doing something and not just saying it. He's willing to give away, and I know he's made a ton of money, but he's willing to basically say, I'm not doing it. You're not going to force me to do it. I'm willing to give my money up.
Now, Courtney, a texter wants to know if you worry about the fact that your vaccine may only last for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, as soon as the booster's available, I'm going to get it.
Okay.
Because that's what's right for my body, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
I sit in this room every day with Greg. We all know his status on it. Does not bother me one bit.
Doesn't worry you one bit?
No, does not worry me. But I just, when it comes to Kyrie Irving, and we've gone over and over about Tom Brady and, why doesn't he just talk? He uses all these mouthpieces. Now we talked about Stephon Gilmore. Well, he's made so much money, so it doesn't matter that he's giving up money for what he believes is right. Kyrie Irving is doing the same thing that these two people are doing, but I don't think we should praise him. I think if he wants to make a stand for all these people, yes, he's giving up the money. He should be standing up. You have a platform, then use it. Go get up there, get in front of government, start talking to people and saying, hey, guys, I'm doing this for you.
How do we know he's not meeting with politicians?
I don't know. I've looked at his Twitter. I've looked at his Instagram. Nothing has
popped
up
yet. But he is giving up money, though.
If he would meet him.
All right.
This is how bad it is when it comes to Ken.
It was an accident.
And the pro-vax people. They would prefer to play a song, an offensive song about slavery, rather than discuss the vaccine.
The show is skipping. It's saying the same thing over and over again.
I know. I mean, honestly, we got to get to the news, and Courtney, I understand. But Wiggy, you make some interesting points
yes.
with regard to Kyrie Irving.
And I didn't know that about the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the rules for... Let's
see how many people criticize Celtics players when they got to go to Brooklyn.
Dale here.
All hail Mahatma R. Irving.
And they can't play because, you know, maybe they're not all vaccinated.
All right. Well, we are going to get to Courtney in the news next, and then Nathan Eovaldi of the ALCS-bound Boston Red Sox will join us during the 9 o'clock hour, 9:30 or 9:40 or so. Nate Eovaldi on this show this morning here at WEEI.
Yo.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Everybody has got drunk at some point in their life and made a silly choice.
The news.
Everything's just out the window, like rationality, common sense, decency.
With your host...
Juicy AF...
Courtney Cox.
Restless... anal syndrome.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
You can put pasta in front of any children and they will love it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Whoa.
The news is brought to you by science.org.
No, no, no.
How's that for a source? For the Twitch chatters and the texters, how is science.org for a source? Is that okay?
Ooh, it's a pretty good source.
I'll read you the headline on science.org.
You know it's good when it's .org.
Having SARS-CoV-2 once confers much greater immunity than a vaccine.
Uh-oh.
Okay? That's my source.
COVID-19.
Okay?
You know what that is.
Right? Is that okay?
Become
is
a very
okay?
famous term.
Okay with you if I go to science.org for a source? Is that all right?
It sounds like you're taking shots
at people. It's got science and it has .org
right
in the name. I think it's probably somewhat legit. All right, Courtney. News is actually brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com. All right, Courtney, what do we got for news?
More than 800 Boston City employees have been placed on unpaid leave for not complying with the city's COVID-19 mandate. It's almost like we planned this perfectly. Mm-hmm. The mandate, announced by Acting Mayor Kim Janey in August, requires city employees to provide proof of vaccination or submit to weekly COVID testing. Mm-hmm. The city announced rolling deadlines for employees, with the final deadline being October 18th. Here's J.R. Orn, who's a school bus driver in Boston.
The kids, some of them are coming home. Some of them don't wear masks. Some of them may be sick. And we have to protect ourselves and these kids.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's interesting. Let's see. I mean, that may be part of it. Curtis, you mentioned that the issue with unemployment and people seeming to be unwilling to go back to work, that may be part of it, is that people are concerned about whether or not they're going to get a vaccine and whether there's going to be a mandate at the place that they go to work for. So,
but wasn't there a time where people had to work? Like, why don't people have to work?
The government gives them money.
I don't know. I got 6 more months of college tuition to pay. That's why I'm working.
Final countdown, though.
The final countdown. And then that kid is going to work.
Oh, he's going to Europe rejoin.
No. He's not going to Europe. That's on him.
Greece deserves Europe.
No, he does not deserve Europe. Yep. He deserves a job, 9 to 8 to 10 or whatever the hours are. He needs to start working immediately.
Somebody got to pay for those living expenses when trekking through the mountains of Eastern Europe, staying in the hostels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
We got to find Brian Laundrie, people, because Gabby Petito's cause of death has been ruled to be strangulation, and the manner of death was homicide. So here's Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue.
In the manner of death of Gabrielle Lenora Petito, we find the cause and manner to be cause death by strangulation and manner is homicide. By Wyoming state statute, only the cause and manner of death are released. Their autopsy findings and photographs and that sort of material is not released by state statute.
Is this guy is he death penalty eligible? Life in prison is too good for this sicko.
Or would he be?
It wouldn't because be they're Florida. From, it would be
wherever the
it's
murder
not where
was
they're
committed.
From. It's where the murder was committed. Okay. Well, her body was found September 19th. It's estimated to be around 3 to 4 weeks that her body was there before being found.
Seems like they'll never find this guy.
Oh, they'll find them.
He's up in the woods somewhere.
He'll come out eventually. He's going to have to come out eventually.
But I was talking before the show, and it's like by this point, he could look like a completely different person.
No, they'll find them. They have to.
All right, well, White House officials, they're scrambling to relieve global supply bottleneck choking U.S. ports, highways, and railways. They're warning that Americans may face higher prices and some empty shelves come Christmas season. They said, quote, there will be things that people can't get, so get your holiday shopping done early.
Yeah, well, normally I'm bothered by the people who get all of their Christmas shopping done by Halloween, you know, the hardos.
Yeah.
Because I just can't do it. But in this particular year, it might be a good idea to get that stuff now, I guess.
Yeah. Can you imagine the day after Thanksgiving when those doors open, people flying at each other?
Black Friday.
Yeah. I mean, that's a scary day, as is, now with this on top of it. Holden police are searching for a man who ripped down an American flag at a veterans memorial and urinated on it on Monday.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah. After vandalizing the flag at the memorial on Highland Street sometime between 5:30 and 6:30 p.m., the man then ran over to a nearby resident's front lawn, ripped down a flagpole that was mounted to the home, and tossed the American flag on the ground. Here's Holden Town Manager Peter Lukes.
We're completely disgusted by it. This is a very patriotic town. It's a disgusting act, and you really have to be just the lowest form of life to do something like this to a memorial.
Yeah, disgusting.
Find him, too. Yep.
A Rhode Island man had to fight off a thief totally in the nude that was trying to steal the catalytic converter off of his car.
You have trouble with that one.
Yeah.
That's the second go at it in a week or so.
Did I get it right?
Catalytic converter. They seem to be something that's very valuable, I guess.
Yeah.
Because wasn't there a guy, why was this in the news recently?
Because he was trying to sell one on Facebook Marketplace, and then there was meth in the background, I believe.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
Now, was the thief in the nude, or the guy who was fighting the thief off was in the nude?
The man who was fighting him off was in the nude because he was up playing video games while naked around 2 a.m.
Okay.
It's the best way to play video games.
It is?
Well.
It is? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He must sleep in the nude as well.
I do. Yeah, I sleep in the nude. Sometimes I Peloton in the nude.
Oh, okay.
That's
please
hurt.
Do not do that ever. Well, the nude man, Charles Kendrick, talked about the rumble.
It was about 2 a.m. playing video games, Grand Theft Auto, funny enough. I'm naked in my house. Like, you know, I'm relaxing. So I come out the house naked, and sure enough, there's somebody under my car. From out from under the car, and he starts swinging the saws all at me. I start fighting with the guy and wrestling with him. He ends up elbowing me, but I still grab onto him and... I end up getting his phone off of him. It's not the end of the world to me, but there's people out there that, you know, that wake up in the morning, they're not expecting it, and now they have no way to get to work.
Oh, a guy like what? It. The guy's out there naked swinging the hammer back at the guy who was swinging the sawzall.
Oh. Mm. Well, that was creepy, and now we have another. How creepy is it?
Creepy.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
Back up, you creep.
Hidden cameras have become to be a problem in this country. We talk about this, I think, at least once a week. But now a married marketing executive in Manhattan has been accused of secretly videotaping his young live-in assistant at his family's apartment, and then attempting, this is the best part, to blame his 10-year-old son for installing the recording device and the spy app on the dad's cell phone. Throwing your kid under the bus for something like that. In the court case, it's he and his wife. So apparently...
She was a part of it, too?
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
I mean, you're right.
They're trying to go for that Jim Emmons thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, technology has aided these people in their attempt to be creepy. I mean, there's no denying that. You're right about that.
Yeah, but it was in her bedroom or bathroom. You can't even use the nanny cam type defense. No.
Dale here.
Oh. Jeez.
Come on.
Ken, your management.
Lord. It was Curtis.
You said yesterday, I can't play a drop. I just made a drop saying drop.
bad news for Wiggy. Steak could become a champagne-type luxury because beef isn't climate-friendly to produce. So the head of Europe's top meat processor said that it will eventually become a luxury product, much like champagne. It's not going to be super climate-friendly. It'll be something that you will enjoy when you want to pamper yourself moving forward. So prices are going to go up for this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rare occurrence now. It won't just be a steak when you go out to dinner anymore.
They're basically saying that because of the cow farts destroying the environment, that they're not going to be able to produce as much beef, and therefore steak is going to cost you what getting a ribeye is going to cost you what a bottle of Dom Perignon would cost you.
What's your favorite way to eat a steak?
Rare. Yeah.
What a Pittsburgh outside.
Pittsburgh outside. What does that mean?
It's like it's what do you call that?
Charred.
Charred on the outside.
Yeah, Wiggy likes it charred.
Yeah, I like mine black
with
on the outside.
With an Aperol spritz or two.
Yeah.
That's good hamburger, but it's not steak.
What's some good horseradish dip?
Ooh, horseradish.
Yes.
The Boston Globe website yesterday had this exercise right as you went to the page where it's like, this is what Boston will look like if we make no changes to our carbon emissions. And this is what it looked like if we stop it. Like, do people realize that there is no factual data behind this? Like, people just believe anything that's right in front of them. They basically said we're going to be underwater in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Obama just bought half the vineyard. I mean,
people are suffering.
As long as the weather's warm, I'm all for that. So however we heat up the weather, like it's beautiful out here right now. Yeah. It's the middle of October, so keep that weather. If that means, you know what, a couple extra trash, plastic bags out there.
All right. Tyga has been arrested for felony domestic violence. Ooh. His bail has been set to $50,000. This comes after he voluntarily turned himself into LAPD this morning to face allegations he got physical with his ex-girlfriend, who posted the images of her alleged injuries on the internet.
Now, does Tyga get canceled for that, Wiggy, or what's going to happen with Tyga?
I don't think Tyga gets canceled for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to cancel rappers.
Exciting day for William Shatner. He's set to become the oldest person to go to space when he lifts off this morning on Blue Origin's second crewed flight. Mm-hmm. Liftoff is scheduled for 7 a.m. Pacific, meaning 10 a.m. here, I believe, right? Pacific to Eastern?
Yeah, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm.
10 a.m. So liftoff is in Texas this morning.
Curtis, I hope they don't call him Shatner after this takeoff.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's in the nice space suit. You know, right. You know, it would make me nervous.
He's
blasting
probably wearing
space.
Depends. Does he say, beam me up, Scotty?
Don't say Depends. I got in a huge fight with Danny on Saturday over Depends jokes.
He must wear them.
He certainly does.
Mm. All right. Well, that's good on Shatner. Yeah. I don't think I would have the nuts to go into space.
Greg, does this bring new meaning to blast off?
All right. What else,
Dan? Smash
Mouth.
I
almost called you Danielle again. Sorry. Courtney, what else?
I thought you were going to call me Dear. What else, Dear? I'm like,
No.
Smash Mouth singer Steve Harwell is no longer a part of the band. The 54-year-old rocker is retiring from music to deal with his physical and mental health. This comes after a kind of a chaotic appearance when he performed on October 9th at the Big Sip Festival in upstate New York.
Yeah.
We have audio from that.
Okay. I did just see Smash Mouth perform live at a local beer and wine festival. When I say this is the most chaotic show I've ever seen in my entire life, I have no words.
Wait, the guy said I'm gonna kill your whole family while he's playing All Star.
Yes.
I mean, jeez, what is
wow.
Well, the pandemic has been tough on a lot of people. A lot of stress in the pandemic the last
16
months.
And they played Sturgis. Don't you think this is directly from Sturgis?
Yes, he probably got the long COVID there.
Right? Maybe he just added new lyrics into the song.
Maybe he did. So he's canceling himself. He's retired.
Yeah, he's retiring to focus on his mental and physical health. So hoping the best for him.
Curtis, one of your favorite bands, if I remember correctly.
I saw them live right before the Fenway Park hosted the 100th All-Star game.
All right. Anything else, Courtney?
That is it in the news.
All right. There you have the news. And this is G fired F. Drew. Is that possible? Can you please explain your name or your nickname, sir?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? What did it come across as? My name's Drew.
It's what's your name?
Drew.
Drew.
Oh,
all right, there's like 18 other letters in there, but that's all right. Who's on there? Is it Zeke? Is Zeke doing the call screening today?
I think so. We have Zeke and Matt back
there. All right. What's up, Drew?
What's up, everybody? Get through, man. But I gotta say something to Wiggy here. We were talking about canceled songs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I want to know why one of the most famous songs they played at all the sports venues, that Highway to Hell song. Mm-hmm. You know, if you listen to the beginning of that song, you hear what they say. They say send the N-word on a you know, the highway to hell. So we used to get in a beef about this all the time at the fire station. And one dude looked it up, and they say send a member on a one-way ride.
Right.
But I need Wiggy to listen to it. And hear what they say.
Is that the Ozzy Osbourne song?
No, it's AC/DC.
Okay.
But that's one of those lyrics. All that's right. It's one of those lyrics that people hear the wrong way. You know, it's like
I don't know. That's Wiggy. He knows this because I'm a brother too. So when you hear that word, you know it.
There's a whole book about that.
Mm-hmm.
Misunderstood. Misunderstood lyrics. It's like the Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
Clarence.
That people think the lyric is "There's a bathroom on the right." There's a bad moon on the rise, but they think.
I love you, man. You're funny, but you know what I'm saying? You got to check it from Wiggins. I'm telling you, Wiggins, my man.
I
got to
check it out. Okay. Well, Rob Bass has a song, It Takes Two, and there's a lyric in there that they're kind of like,
this is what we were talking about with Brown Sugar. There are an awful lot of songs and movies and books with lyrics or subject matter that one could find offensive. But the Rolling Stones, I think, have become the first artist to cancel themselves. They will never play Brown Sugar ever again.
That would upset me. If I was a fan of the Rolling Stones, because there are certain songs where if I'm going to the show, I want to hear that specific song.
Mm-hmm. Right. If Smash Mouth didn't play All Star, I was livid.
This is Scott. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, guys. Greg, I do agree with you. And throughout this whole pandemic, I've been in over 4 different states and a lot of grocery stores that's been carrying this whole virus. I've not missed a day of work. And my antibodies are almost maxed out at 2.11. And I got that done last week. Mm-hmm. I am not against the vaccine, but I want to see evidence and what is actually in this shot before it is given out. There's no long-term studies on this. Mm-hmm. And Ken, for your biking lanes that you want and you love so much, how about you bike in for a month to see how it is?
Ken? The challenge has been issued. Would you bike to work for a month?
I have bad knees. I can't bike.
Biking's actually great for knees.
No, it's terrible.
No, it's very good.
I think you biking into work would be a suitable challenge.
How would you fit that baby seat in the back?
You have to bike in from where do you live again?
Brooklyn.
Okay, that's pretty good. A bike ride right there.
3:30 in the morning, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, the environment's dying.
They got plenty of bike lanes out there for you, Ken, so you can
do your one thing.
This is Joe from Naples, Florida. What's up, Joe?
Well, y'all got the lyrics wrong for Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
The right lyrics are Gold Coast slaves. She bound the cotton fields, sold in the market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver while he's doing all right. Hear him with the women just about midnight.
Yes.
You sort of got him wrong earlier.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't. I did not pretend to be quoting the lyrics directly. I was doing my best to recall them. Do you feel like it's the right thing for the Rolling Stones to do to cancel themselves when it comes to that song?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
No. Yeah. Keep playing it. If people are offended, that's the individual's problem. Turn off the music. Turn off the song. Don't go to the show.
Right. Don't go to the show. Yes.
Yeah, I could imagine like going to a Biggie show and him not, you know, playing certain songs because he had to cancel them. Yeah. I'd be like, I'd be heartbroken at that if I was a fan of certain music.
By the way, we never got to smash or trash the new rock rap.
See if we have to cancel this rap.
You want to
yes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You want to do that at some point
now.
This morning?
Yeah.
Now that The Rock has become a rapper and a candidate for president?
He does it all, man.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
He's up there for most busy, busiest man in America.
We got to take a quick break. A reminder for you that if you cannot listen to the show for whatever reason on the radio, you can stream it every single day at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. Or if you're working from home or hanging out a little bit longer at home today, then you can politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI and listen to us that way. We will be joined at about 9:30 or 9:40 by Nathan Eovaldi of the Boston Red Sox as the Red Sox get ready for Friday night, game one of the ALCS against the Houston Astros. So Nate Eovaldi coming up during the 9 o'clock hour.
WEEI.
Here's what you missed on Gresh and Keith.
I called him and I told him that maybe they believe in the team and they made the right moves, and he laughed me off the radio. Well, look at us now, Keith.
Touche.
Wild Jay.
Touche. You're absolutely right. I was upset at the deadline when they acquired an injured guy who doesn't play first.
Turns out you said to be patient, and that's something I am not.
There you go. That's
so that is on me, but I'm glad you called me out on it.
Gresh and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On Sports Radio WEEI. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.